Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Spring is here, and for many homeowners, that means spring cleaning. For others, you may be ready to go all out and redecorate your home, but that could bust your budget if you're not really careful. How do you renew, refresh, and redecorate without going broke in the process? Well, tonight's guest has more than a few ideas. Denise Hart is a designer, artist, and creator of the Furaha Method of Joyful Design. If you have any questions about home design, decorating on a budget, give me a call. The doctor is in. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet me at HFisherWHUR or follow me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Hey, Denise, how are you?
Hey, Harold, I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Fantastic.
Full disclosure, I've seen her work. And if you like color, if you like texture, if you like something unique, you need to check out Denise's stuff. But but I have to ask you, did I get it right? Furaha? What is
Furaha?
Of course, it would be Furaha, not Furaha or Furaha.
Yeah, Furaha. But it's actually Swahili for joyful.
Oh, see, I'm learning something already.
Yes, okay. Swahili for joyful. Let's get it.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get it. Let's get it started by figuring out where do you start. If somebody is saying, okay, the weather has changed and they're standing in their foyer and they're trying to figure out what they want to do, where they want to start, and of course, people who redecorate, they want to do it all. What do you suggest to start?
Terrific question, Harold. So actually, the first thing I suggest people do is first do some decluttering and reorganizing, believe it or not. Because, you know, over the, you know, as we're hibernating over the late fall and into the winter, we're sort of adding things to our homes, you know, just items and stuff to keep us cozy. And now we want to lighten things up. So number one, declutter and reorganize so you can have a fresh eye and see what you're looking at, what you're dealing with. And then from there, I suggest folks create what I call a design wish list. Now, you want to prioritize that wish list because, like you said, everybody wants to do everything at one time, but you've got to keep that budget in mind. So a design wish list can have three tiers, minor projects, and then middle, and then those major projects. Minor are things that you could do for like $100. You might have, you know, five or six of those. That mid-range, you might get up to around between three and maybe 500 to maybe even $1,000. That major, that's when we're getting up there into the couple of thousands area.
So I would imagine you need pen and paper to write these things down.
Or your phone.
Or a laptop or something like that.
I always take notes in my phone. So, you know, if you have the notes app, that's great.
So give me an example of a minor, middle, and major project.
Sure, absolutely. So let's say if you're going to do a minor, you're thinking, I just need a different color punch. You know, when you say a pop of color, like a jewel tone. So maybe you in the fall and the winter, you had more of earth tones like dark browns, which are great. But now you want to move into something that has more pizzazz. So a great way to do that in the minor category is get some new pillows, hot fuchsia pink or gorgeous like a bright orange or even some pattern pillows with those colors in there. You can, listen, I am the queen of custom on a budget. So I, even though I know they have great pillows at like Paragold.com, you could go to Home Goods, but sometimes Home Goods won't have that bright, vibrant color. But guess where you can go, Harold? Amazon.
Really?
Amazon. Oh, my goodness. Gorgeous, lush, the materials. And get that pop of color. And you could get, you know, four to six pillows for maybe around $120 and totally transform the feeling in either a living room or even your bedroom.
Okay.
So that would be a minor.
Okay.
So then if you were looking at that middle area and you say, you know what, I just need a whole new vibe in here, I always go to paint. I love to paint personally, and so I always suggest that people either DIY or they could hire someone. And so for under $100, you could either paint out an entire room, most rooms, anywhere from up to about 10 by 15. You could do that with 2 gallons of paint. You can get that for about under $100. Well, a little over $100, and you're going to do some other things in that room. But you could also do an accent wall, okay, or a statement wall where you could paint a wall one color and then maybe add some wood slatting, which is very trendy right now. In geometric patterns, you might have seen that in some of the sites that you look at. And then take that and then refresh your window treatment and lighten that room up. Say maybe if you had heavier drapes like a velvet or a heavy cotton, then you would change that out and add a layer of shears and then some linen, light linen drapes, and really just lift the energy of that space. And you could do that, again, if you had 2 to 4 windows, paint, you could probably do that for about $300, $350.
What paint do you suggest?
Paint is my favorite thing.
Okay, so. Settle down. Settle down.
Whatever. So, here we go. Now, I'm a huge fan of Sherwin-Williams paint, mm-hmm. which you can purchase at Lowe's, but you can also just go to the Sherwin-Williams store, a standalone store. Either one will be fine. Although I find you actually will get more of a color selection if you go to the Sherwin-Williams stores, but most people will be fine at Lowe's. I also enjoy Benjamin Moore's product. I think they have a really excellent, it's a flat paint, but it also has a sheen to it, so it's wipeable, you know, when you're painting, like, maybe near a doorway or something. And sometimes, you know, the fingerprints get on there, and if you use a fully flat paint, you're going to regret it because those marks will not wipe off, and then you're stuck trying to have to always paint that section. And then there are other paints that are on the higher spectrum, like a Faro and Ball, and these are more of the design, Ralph Lauren, et cetera. Those are more on the higher price point end, more of your designer paint. The quality is presumably supposed to last longer. But again, Sherwin-Williams, Benjamin Moore, and each paint comes out with their own color of the year. So for both Benjamin Moore and Sherwin-Williams, they have a kind of a dark gray-green color that's pretty funky. I'm feeling it. I'm looking for something to paint with one of them.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking to Denise Hart. She's a designer, artist, and creator of the Furaha Method of Joyful Design. We're talking about redesigning, redecorating your house. Spring is a time of renewal, so why not renew the decorations in your house? If you have a comment, if you have a question about how to do it, how not to break the bank, everybody wants to save a buck, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So now let's talk a little bit about the big projects. I mean, how much are we talking here, and how long of a time are we talking about?
Yeah, so a major project is sort of relative, but I'm going to pick the kitchen, and I'll pick a relatively small-ish kitchen, say around a 10 by 12. That's not tiny, but it's also not very, very large. So you could do anything from a refresh. For example, if your cabinets are dated and they're wood, you might have those painted out. You could even do it yourself. And maybe paint the walls, leave the counters as is, update the decor. And for this example, we won't update the appliances, but you update things like your canisters and maybe some decor. And so something like that would put you in the range of around $2,500 paint, and I'm adding labor. Now, if you're DIYing this, then you would take that out, right? Okay. But, you know, painting cabinets is a big job. I've done it personally a couple of times, but I've also hired contractors to do it. So I know the difference in the two, and, you know, I know what that labor involves. But let's up the ante a little bit. Let's build on that example. So all of what I said, plus now we're going to refresh that green refrigerator from the 70s, right? We're going to remove it finally.
Oh, gosh.
We're going to update it. So you're going to need to make some decisions. Refrigerator, certainly you want to select everything to match. That's also going to make you feel better. But if you're ever thinking of reselling your home, you do not want mismatched appliances. So sometimes people say, well, the dishwasher is still good. Just go ahead and sort of feel that pinch one time so that you have a cohesive, a set in your space. So when you add appliances in there, you can certainly shop at big box stores like a Best Buy, Home Depot, Lowe's, to try to get a package deal on those appliances. You know, when you're buying more than one, they may give you a bit more of a discount. But you can go on the higher end, and you could look at Bosch. You could look at now the Viking. I mean, now we're getting up there.
Oh, yeah, that's but, Viking.
Right, you're getting up there, right. But, again, that's it's a gorgeous, dare I say, it's a gorgeous appliance. I mean,
And they're good to cook on, too.
Exactly.
I've cooked on one of them, and, the food just tastes better.
come on now. So you're going to get that variety in price point, and so you need to figure out what do you want to spend so that your decisions about upgrading those appliances fit within the budget you want to stick to. But now let's go to the big one. Let's just gut the joint out.
Mm.
How long will that take? Which I have had the pleasure of having done in my own space and work with other clients. Now, pre-pandemic, something like, again, we're going with the 10 by 12 kitchen, that might take about 8 weeks. But here we are, still tail end pandemic, endemic, whatever we want to call it, and there is such a pull in the industry for, contractors, qualified individuals, that they are able to take multiple projects. But what does that mean for the homeowner? Is pushing your project out a little longer because they're not giving you as much time because they have so much available for work to do. So you might extend that out about another 4 weeks,
wow,
believe it or not. And if you have something that you order because of the supply chain issues, like if you pick the tile and they say, well, it's backed up, it's back ordered, et cetera, you might even have to extend that a bit more. So I always tell people, if we say 12 weeks, just be generous, add another two. And if we don't use those two, hey, we can't, that's great.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about renew, refresh, and redecorating your home without going broke in the process. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call right now. Of course, we're taking your phone calls up until 8 o'clock. Let's go to Stephanie calling from Upper Marlboro. Stephanie, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was listening to this segment, and I thought it was a remodeling or reinventing on a budget. When I heard her say you could get four pillows for $120, I was like, Jesus! A lot of money for some pillows. I would go to At Home and try to get me two in a bundle or somewhere for like $19.99, and that's $40 for two pillows. Woo!
But that, honestly, I mean, four pillows for $125, it depends on what your budget is. But,
The one thing about Home Trends and some of those stores, I would say, is they don't often have the bright, vibrant colors. They'll tend to have the beautiful naturals, like the browns or the light grays or even some shades of blue here and there. Or if
girl,
you can catch
I
one of their
you.
Specials, that's the only
girl,
thing.
I hear you, but I will be looking for one of my seamstress or somebody who can sew.
Yes.
And I will hit a fabric store and go find me some nice fabric and let my buddy sew these new pillows with these covers. $120 for four pillows is too much money.
I hear you.
Oh, my
goodness. But thanks a lot. I like a lot of your ideas and your DIYs for upgrading or improving or just changing the vibe in your house. It's always good to change that vibe out. And, but sometimes those things can be very costly. Like you said, if you look at a contractor to come do it, they, got so many people on the books that they extend your job out, so that's more money for them. it can be quite costly, but if you got a nice little budget and can spend some money, I'm looking at least $40,000 to start doing some home improvements.
Oh my God! Well, yeah, but we're talking redecorating, not improvement. But
okay,
I know, there's a difference.
When you start decorating and you look at the back of that wall and you be like, I got to change that wall out. You start home improvement.
Yeah, well, we'll see. And Stephanie, hold on, because I've got to take a break and I've got to let Stephanie go. But, you know, Stephanie's out there in God's country in Upper Marlboro, so all those rooms are big. So, Stephanie, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Penny in Frederick, Renee in Upper Marlboro, we're going to talk to you next. Please do not hang up. Lines are still open, and we're taking phone calls again up until 8 o'clock. We're going to continue after the break with designer and artist Denise Hart. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm. That's on WHUR. We'll continue this conversation on Sirius XM in a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we're talking about renewing, refreshing, and redecorating your home without going broke in the process. My guest is Denise Hart, designer, artist, and creator of the Furaha Method of Joyful Design. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Denise, I have a lot of questions for you, but
awesome.
But so do our listeners. So let me go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Penny calling from Frederick. Hey, Penny, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hi.
Well, I have a north-facing living room, and also there's a porch on the front of that living room, and that room stays dark. So mm-hmm. I've been trying to find a paint, but then they continue to talk about you have to be careful because you can buy a white, but it looks yellow, or it looks because of the hues that are in the paint. So I was just getting direction. I just want to, it's brown, so, well, it's like a tan, which makes the room darker. And then my furniture is dark green. So I'm just looking for an idea of a paint color or what I should be looking for.
That's a terrific question. I literally just have a client with a very similar issue. And she had done the DIY paint herself, and I just want to find this because I can literally tell you the color that I sent her. That goodness gracious, when you're looking for something, but you're right. You want to have something that won't end up looking because you don't have a lot of light. That it'll, depending upon the time of day, it'll cast a different hue in your space. And goodness. This is awful. It's a Sherwin-Williams colors. I know it's Sherwin-Williams. I just sent it to her. Just a bit of go. Da, 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 da.
Well, at least what color does it look like?
It's a gray. It's going to be it's a white with a very subtle gray hint to it. But you don't want to go in the tan direction. You want to go towards where it has a blue hue to it. A blue undertone versus green or even a pink.
Why is that?
Well, because it's going to, when the darkness in the room, that light gray blue is going to stay light. It won't fade to a yellow or fade pink or rose when it gets dark. The colors in the nighttime can look brown.
Oh.
So you want to go to the blue side of the blue undertone on the white of the white. I'm going to find it like any second.
Yeah.
Okay.
You did?
Oh no, I didn't. No.
Okay. So, Maggie, I think you at least you've got an idea. And by the way, Denise, where can people find you on the web?
Just go to customonabudget.com. That'll take them straight to my YouTube channel. They can see tons of DIY videos and makeover videos with tips, and they can watch my show. And you can also reach me from that, from my YouTube channel.
Customonabudget.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Well, there you go. Maggie, thank you so much for your phone call. Was that Maggie? I'm sorry. That was Penny. I'm sorry about that. Penny, we have so many phone calls right now, so I apologize for that. But Penny, good luck for you. Let's go to Maggie calling from Capitol Heights. Maggie, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I have a comment and a question.
Sure.
A comment for the lady who doesn't want to pay $120 for four pillows. Amazon also offers very vibrant covers for pillows that you already have, and they're very cheap, and you can use that. My question is this. I'm getting sick of the gray, and I know it's going out, but I still can't get rid of my sofa quite yet. And I was just wondering, beyond peach and blue, what other colors could brighten up a gray sofa?
Okay, fantastic. Okay. Your gray sofa is actually neutral. So gray, black, brown, gray, black, brown, white, those are considered neutral. So you can put any color combination with your gray sofa. I just finished a basement remodel where the sofa was gray, and we used dark blue was one of the client's favorite colors, so blue. But we did fuchsia pink in that space. We did rust-colored, like that gorgeous rust-colored orange pop of color in that space, and it all works wonderfully with gray. So you really don't have any limitations. You can put purple with the gray.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Maggie. I
found the color, Harold.
Oh, what is the color?
It's Dujour, D-U-J-O-U-R.
Oh, Dujour. Okay, Dujour. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the color, yeah.
Let's go to Renee calling from Upper Marlboro. Renee, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Oh, my gosh, what a great topic. Listen, I know that there are so many people out there who are struggling with their budgets as we are coming out of this demic. I don't know what prefix to put on that, but I'm just thinking, what do you think about the social media outlets that market, you know, Facebook Marketplace is one of them, and OfferUp and those types of, only because this area is so transient and people are moving out of state, into state all the time. So they've got to dump their brand new, you know, sofa set or patio set that they just bought last year that is in tip top shape that you can get it for a song. So what do you think about those sites?
I think that those are terrific places to grab something unique. Particularly, people are looking to vintage pieces or gently loved or new to them, right? New to me types of pieces to offset not being able to get a custom piece in their home. I have sourced pieces from Facebook Marketplace. Sometimes we've even gone to, you know, your local vintage store or even a thrift store that has a section where they have gently used furniture. And you can upgrade something like a wood piece with paint or even new stain or a different kind of finish. And you can buy a quality piece of upholstery furniture from Facebook Marketplace or somewhere else and simply have that reupholstered. And that way you're cutting your costs virtually in half if you had got something custom.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. Renee, real quick, just as an aside, this is slightly off topic, but when you are doing that, always remember that if you are selling something from your home and you have people who are interested in purchasing these things, make sure you take all safety precautions.
Oh yeah.
I've done it. And and I'm not trying to scare anyone. I am trying to make sure that people are safe. And you know, where I sold a table to a woman a coffee table that I had, but I actually had, you know, I spoke to her, you know, over the course of a couple of days so that I could reassure her that, and I needed to be assured as well that, you know, she was not some axe murderer, to be quite honest. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I spoke to her enough where I realized, look, you're safe, I'm safe, and you know, and just kind of pick, you know, a time that is safe and convenient, no problem. Absolutely. Sold something else where, you know, and if you're not 100% sure, you know, you may have to meet that person in a safe place. Yeah. You know, just, you always have to be careful when you're dealing with purchasing from others or having people purchase from you. Just to kind of an FYI for the DIY.
You know, yes, I do make sure
DIY.
I do make sure that I am. I kind of feel people out. Look at their profile. That's a good tip. Just look at their profile. If you see that they just came on the scene like yesterday, they don't have any history, you see one picture, I'd be very, very weary. If you see that they have a history of buying, and typically Facebook will sort of profile the person for you and say, oh, you know, this person has sold this many, you know, times, and this many people said that they had a good experience or what have you. But you have to definitely use caution. And, you know, it is a time where you really can't just, you know, take people for their word. You got to make sure that the item is, you know, before you pay for it, you know, make sure it is what it is, and go see it, check it out, sit on it, you know, flip it over, look under the cushions, or do whatever you have to do in order to make sure. And then, you know, once you're sure and it's a good deal, you know, score for you.
Yep, there you go. Well, good luck to you, Renee, and thank you so much for giving us a call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Ivy calling from Stafford, Virginia. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi.
I am calling because I was just in Home Goods today, and I have been, like, troubling over what I should do about some things in my house. I bought this house in, like, October, and I painted it inside. It came as is. So I wanted to get in here, and I painted it this natural gray. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful gray. But I need... I went there because I'm looking for some colors, and I don't know mm-hmm. what colors mm-hmm. can go with what I have here.
Okay. Okay, great. So do you have a sofa yet?
Yes. That is like
what
a
color?
Dark gray.
Okay. So now, again, as I mentioned to the previous caller, you actually have neutral sofa and the neutral walls. So uh-huh. now let's just think about when you dress up, do you wear color when you dress up? Like when you go out to an affair or something, do you dress in colors or do you usually pick black?
Well, I love black, but I love colors too.
So what colors? Let's talk about your colors.
I like bright colors.
Like
I love like pink.
Green.
Green, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Pick one mm-hmm. more. So we got green, we got pink, one more.
We got pink, green, and like a rose, a rose color.
Okay.
I like that rosy color.
Okay, I was
going
to say yellow.
Yeah.
But
I love yellow, too.
Great. So now you can get an accent chair, you know, like your side chairs. You could get those in a different color. Let's just go with the green. So you could get some emerald green accent chairs. Now we've added a big jolt of bold color that breaks up the neutral. Too much neutral washes everything out, so the eye can't really kind of focus in and say, wow, on anything. So if you get two bold accent chairs, or even if you only have room for one, you've already started. Next, take that sofa and layer in those different pillows. But I wouldn't get the pillows all in solid color. I would mix some geometric patterns with some floral or either some paisley. And you want to get that color scheme from the chair, whatever color you pick, the green, and those other two colors, the yellow and the pink or the rose, and build that color harmony together so you're now adding that wow factor with both a bolder chair and pillows on your gray sofa. And then your area rug, do you have an area rug?
Yeah, right now I have an area rug, which is like a gray and white, and, you know, to go with the sofas.
So I would suggest that you swap that rug out and get an area rug with some greens and some yellow, and you would get an abstract, probably an abstract rug that would have that color pattern in it, and you're going to see a dramatic difference in your home.
You know what? I saw some orange and black. Would that go with gray?
Absolutely. Remember, gray is just a neutral. Gray is like brown, or gray is like you got a brown sofa or even a white sofa, so gray is just neutral. So you can put really any color with that, and it'll work.
So I guess the gray is the canvas, really.
Exactly.
And the orange and black is what you paint the area with. Yeah.
Layer on it. Okay.
Right.
I see that. All right. I got one other question. Now, I painted my granddaughter's room this teal color, and it's like this house didn't have any lights. Everything was like plug in the wall, a light. So I had to put a ceiling fan with, like, you know, something that to brighten this room up. But the room is teal, and it's so dull and ugly that the girl's like, Nana, why did you do this?
So now, here we go. This is great. Does she have, so first of all, when you have a high saturation color like that bold teal, it's really sucking all the energy in the room. But here's a great tip. How do you balance out a really bold color? You add neutrals. Whites, even black and brown, those are neutrals. They will start to balance out, but you have to add enough of the neutral to balance out the bold color. So my next question is, does she have bedroom furniture in there?
They have bedroom furniture.
What color is it?
The bedroom furniture is a natural and white.
Great. So that's already helping to neutralize. Does she have artwork and stuff on the wall?
Well, no. Her own, you know, they just throw, it's two of them. They just throw stuff in there.
Sure. So what you could do is get some art pieces or some wall decor that is more white. The more white or even some tans that you can add in there, it's going to neutralize and bring down the color saturation of the bold teal, because there's not enough balance in the room because that teal is so strong.
It's strong. It's really strong.
Right. And if she has a bed covering, you know, like her duvet and comforter, et cetera, or blanket.
Yeah, the comforters are like with the pink and the white.
Okay, that's good.
And the teal. It's like some teal in there.
A little bit of teal. Okay, perfect. A little bit of teal.
Just a
and
little.
Then the last thing is the only light in the room overhead now, or do they have some lower light?
Well, I bought a lamp to go in there, but it's the overhead light and then a lamp. Yeah.
So the more, if there's space and if it's safe, the more lower light or ambient light or tap light, it will soften the feel of the room. That overhead light is just trying to illuminate a big wide space. So it's actually throwing shadow and making the room darker.
Okay.
So if they can use their path lights or bedside light, et cetera.
Yeah, well, they have some lights there.
Ivy?
Yes?
I'm going to have to let you go.
Oh, my God.
You know, this is my show now. And,
I thought it was my show.
I'm sure. Look, Ivy, good luck. Thank you so much.
Sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. Enjoy decorating. Oh my gracious! I was about to just get up and leave the room, Denise. I still have questions, and I'm running out of time. So, I did want to go back, first of all, to painting. You were talking about painting cabinets, let's say in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And so I have cherry wood cabinets. They're dark cherry wood. But I want to lighten them up. What do I have to do? I mean, can I just, what do you paint them with? Do you have to sand them? What's the deal? It seems a little complicated to me.
Well, you know, you just want to take the right steps to, and use the right paint and use the right product. So although there are paints nowadays available that you, quote-unquote, don't need to sand, I personally always at least do a light sanding, because when you sand any surface, it's going to sort of scuff up the surface, mm-hmm. which will create better adhesion. It will allow whatever paint you're using to adhere more quickly and more long-term to the surface. So I would still do a light sanding. You also want to use a paint that is, I don't know how to say this word. It's a urethane enamel, and it's Alkyd, A-L-K-Y-D. That paint, is, I call it like the fingernail polish of paint.
Mm-hmm.
So that paint is going to have that kind of, you know, that really crisp, glossy, harder enamel quality than a regular satin paint or, you know, latex paint, et cetera. So if you're going to do that DIY, I highly recommend it. You also can tint that Alkyd urethane paint. You can tint that paint, okay? So you could go to Lowe's or Home Depot or wherever they sell Benjamin Moore or anywhere, and say you want to customize that Alkyd paint, or you could use it straight. They have white, you know, kind of like basic colors, white and gray. You could just use it straight from the can. The number of coats would depend somewhat on the time of year that you're doing it and how much humidity there is, et cetera, but at minimum 2 coats. You might even go for 3, right? It won't hurt you as long as you're doing light coats. You're not heavy-handed with the paint, because that'll just not give you a great finish. So sanding, purchase the correct paint. Of course, always prepare your space with drop cloth and prepare yourself, et cetera. Take the cabinet doors off. It's an extra step, but take them off. And also, you know, you're probably going to be better off taking everything out of the cabinet. Some people, you know, I've done it both ways. Again, I've done cabinets a number of times. When I had a very small job, I really pushed most things to the back, took the stuff on the front edge out, but kept the stuff in the back. And then make sure that if you need to tape anything out that you don't want to get that paint on, that you use that painter's tape, whether you use the green frog tape or the blue paint, whichever you prefer. I like the green frog tape personally. That's the brand. And, tape off everything that you don't want to be painted, and put on some great music. get your rollers. I also recommend that you use the sponge or cabinet finish rollers. Those will come in a 6-inch, and some of them even have a 4-inch size, because you're going to get a much better finish. You wouldn't use the kind of roller you would put on the wall, basically, is what I'm saying.
So
like a 3-inch net for your wall.
I also want to ask you about, you know, black splash tile, because I've seen the more traditional black backsplash tile that requires, and I don't know what it's called, because this is your wheelhouse, not mine. But you know, where you put the kind of cement on, and then you have the kinds that are peel and stick. What do you what do you recommend?
Well, it depends on how, you know, what's the usage. Okay, you want it beautified.
For kitchen, and you want it to, definitely beautify,
so,
yeah.
Right, so you want to beautify it, but for how long, right? So if I don't use my kitchen a lot, like if I don't cook a lot, if I'm a heavy cooker, I know you cook a lot,
right,
then I might go with the peel and stick, because I can get something gorgeous for a fraction of the cost, and it'll look really wow and super fly. But that peel and stick has a lifetime, you know, it has a life, what am I trying
lifespan,
to say, you know, a time period, right, like, thank you, life. Mm-hmm. If you cook a lot and it's, you know, the heat's rising in the room or the water and the condensation, et cetera, that stuff, the adhesion on the back of there is going to, start to come off. Now, it costs a little more, might even take a little bit more time, but to get a better quality, you're still going to get that beautiful aesthetic that you want. Go ahead and invest and hire, either do it yourself. I have done DIY tile. You know, it's not super hard to do, but it is time consuming. And but you could also hire someone. The labor is going to cost you more than the tile and the other materials. But I would suggest you do that. In fact, I had a homeowner who hired me for a color console. She purchased a new home, and she was torn about should she do the backsplash. I said, listen, you haven't moved in yet. You have no furniture in there. This is the moment to do it. And she loves it, of course, now. She went with a 4x8 rectangular white gorgeous subway tile, and it's more modern because it's a larger size than your regular 3x6. So she's glad she went ahead and paid a couple of, you know, about $200 extra, but she did it sort of the long-term way.
Yeah, and subway tile, as beautiful as it is a little more expensive. You can't, it's hard to find cheap subway tile, but you know, even on a budget, if you're going to spend the money on some really nice tile, unless you really know what you're doing, I would rather pay someone who does know what they're doing.
Correct. Oh yeah, you don't want to waste that money. Mm-hmm.
Now you also do something called shower curtain wall art. What is that?
So that's a trend. Yeah, that's a trend. Although the trend, it's a hack where you use a shower curtain. I really think of it more as fabric because you're really going to use something in the fabric arena, not a plastic shower curtain, to basically recover a canvas. You could purchase a new canvas, for example, or just head to your local thrift store. Trust me, there is lots of canvas art that people don't want anymore, and you could just purchase a large or small or a couple of them canvas frames, and then use, whether it be a shower curtain or you have some gorgeous fabric that you think just needs to be in your home, you can basically recover a canvas frame and have some really inexpensive DIY gorgeous art to place in your bedroom, family room, wherever. You can kind of go high-end, too, if you wanted to pay a little bit more. But it'll be a fraction of the cost of, say, let's say you have a 36 by 36 piece of wall decor. Wall decor is pretty expensive these days. One of my favorite places to look for wall decor, sort of unique pieces, is a World Market, their online store. So I recently did a client's home in New Orleans, and we got a couple pieces there. And they were pricey, but that was the look she wanted. Now, we could have similarly taken the color scheme, sourced maybe like at a thrift store, or maybe you just have something in your home that similar color and pattern feel, and done that at a fraction of a cost, at a fraction of the cost, doing the hack. But you got to be up for the hack, right?
Yeah, yeah, I would imagine so. And of course, if DIY isn't part of your ministry, then you need to hire a deacon who can do it.
Pretty much.
You know, I mean, I had somebody paint my dining room, and I paid a pretty penny, but they did it. But then what I did the accent wall.
Oh, okay.
And I did the accent wall myself.
Nice.
Now, but what I did was I went and got sponges from Michael's or someplace like that. And, you know, the paint sponges.
Right, right.
But I got accent paint, and I went to a shop in Baltimore County because I live there. The interesting thing for me was I got a quart jar of accent paint. It was kind of shiny, but not really, really shiny. But here is the thing. This just really kind of blew my mind. And you talk about the budgets. So your Sherwin Williams, your Benjamin Moores, your Bears, you know, your gallons of those paints, they can range anywhere from a gallon from, you know, $45 up to $80 or even more sometimes. But this quart jar cost me almost $60.
Yeah.
But it was very specific.
Yeah. It had a little metallic in it.
It really, really did.
Right.
But
so that's a more expensive paint to make.
Yes.
That's why you had that cost.
But I only did one wall, and
I bet it's gorgeous.
It let me tell you about my wall.
I love it when a homeowner is proud. I call that bragging rights.
That's right.
Come on, bragging rights.
You know, so I redid the entire dining room, but so the painting was a little on the high end, but doing it myself instead of, you know, I stole the idea from another designer.
Sure.
And because she said she wanted to do it for me, and she said she was willing to do it for me for $3,000, and I said, no, you're going to keep your $3,000. I'm going to do this for $60 and a few hours, and I did
right.
that. And then I did some other stuff, and I'm very, very happy for it. It really brightened my home. God, Denise Hart, thank you so much
you
for spending
welcome.
Some time with
so
us. And if you want to find out more about Denise, I mean, she has hours and hours and hours of videos on her website, customonabudget.com. Lots of information and entertaining as well, because Denise is entertaining. So, Denise, thank you so much. We'll be in touch.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. That is The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, March 25th. For news director Renee Nash, reporters Millett Green, Bramante Bryan, producer Candace Wilson, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Good night and have a wonderful weekend.